the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the BizTalk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is BizTalk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us at our new time on Saturday mornings. We're now on from 11 o'clock until noon. And we appreciate everything HBY has done to accommodate that schedule for us. My name is Tony Bush, and I'm in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's another one of those beautiful November spring days here in Wisconsin.
Right. The Score Chapter in Appleton, the Fox City Score Chapter, is actually the organization that brings you Biz Talk each weekend. And we really enjoy talking to entrepreneurs who started their companies. They share their stories, and Biz Talk is a how-to program. We want our listening audience to understand what it is that goes into a business. And if you're thinking about starting a business, you might get some tips by listening to folks here on Biz Talk. So this morning, we'd like to welcome to our studio Sarah Robertson. Sarah is the founder and a CEO, managing member of Enthusiastic Executive. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Tony and Randy.
Good morning.
Hey, we're really glad to have you in the studio. And if this were a TV, everybody would see the enthusiasm that's just radiating from you. I seriously mean that. You're always smiling, and that just comes through everything. So glad to have you here this morning, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank
Tell
you.
Us a little bit about yourself, and what is Enthusiastic Executive? What do you do at the company? But what's your background first?
Okay, my background is I started out in the United States Air Force, and I'm an Air Force veteran. Then I moved into public accounting, but only made it about 4 months because I just needed to get out more with people. I wasn't able to just sit and churn out the tax reports and that type of thing. But moved in as a branch manager at a credit union down in the Milwaukee area, and at the ripe age of 26, I was asked to be the CEO of the organization. So.
Oh. That's moving ahead quickly.
Yeah, it's jumping right into the fire.
And what is Enthusiastic Executive? When did you start the company, and what does it do? What was behind the idea of the company?
Sure, the company was started in February of 2009, and the idea basically came from the fact that I stepped out of the credit union movement as a CEO, had just finished my master's degree, and wanted to be able to add value back to other CEOs of organizations. So I just started knocking on doors and asking what I could do to help with their strategic plan or areas that may keep them up at night. And that's how the business developed, and I started to figure out what the different niches were that I could best assist with the strengths that I had to offer.
And you basically already gave us the vision or the mission of your company is,
right.
what did you say that was?
It's adding value to leaders.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You saw that firsthand how important that is. Mm-hmm. And in working with other CEOs in the credit union movement and also with other CEOs in your other varied experiences, you saw and you wrestled with some of those issues yourself, and you basically felt you could bring a solution to others.
Right. I really enjoyed being able to reduce the stress that executives feel in the day-to-day and also in their vision and how they plan to carry things out, because a lot of times the great ideas come to the table and we've wrapped our arms around them and we've agreed to move it forward. But then comes the facilitation of how do we do it?
Applying that.
Yeah. Exactly.
And when you're working with executives now, your background, of course, was financial, working in the credit union industry. Do you work primarily towards financial organizations, or do you have a broad spectrum as far as your potential clients?
The credit union movement has been a natural industry that I've worked in, and I have a number of clients. However, I have broadened that in the last 2 years where I love to help small business move forward and other organizations too.
Yeah. And with the credit unions, a lot of them have been a lot of mergers, a lot of combinations and so on. Has that caused problems that you can find to be able to be a solution to?
Well, that has caused the clientele to have there's a reduction in clientele that's taking place due to the mergers. Mm-hmm. However, I do like to not only help facilitate the people aspect through a merger, but also look at the organization and analyze and say, what can we do to strengthen your organization, whether you choose a merger now or whether you want to continue to thrive in the upcoming years?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to give out the phone number right now. If anybody has any questions, please give us a call. You can ask Sarah some questions about what she's talking about. The number here is 281-1150. In the Appleton area, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, it's 866-887-1150. Sarah, tell us a little bit about some of the specifics. If you give us a couple of examples of where a CEO might need to turn to someone like you to bounce some ideas off and maybe come in and actually do some things. Give us some. Can you give us an example
sure.
of some of the things that is?
Sure. I've had an organization that has come to me and actually wanted to add a brand new service to their area in what they're able to offer to the outside customers, and basically scratch their heads and say, well, what is it all going to take for not only the infrastructure build of policies, procedures, but then also mitigating the risk of what are all the different strategies that we should be looking through and for? And then are there also existing talented individuals within an organization that could be moved up into these different areas to move the service forward? Mm-hmm. So we'll look internally, and then is there also external expertise that may need to get brought in to make this really strong?
Maybe to give a little bit better idea of some of the things you do, you were saying in the pre-show discussion that you're the Gen Xer who helps the baby boomers connect with the millennials.
Correct.
So you're like a connector, right?
I like to be that bridge. You bet. And then I like to help the leadership, if they're at the baby boomer level, to recognize, are there some rising stars within the organization? And then what can we do to groom them up and also recognize that there are some really unique traits that come with them and how they were brought in through the years as well that can cause efficiencies where maybe we don't have to work as hard on the leadership level, but we can let them kind of start to take the helm and start to learn through experiences in order to groom themselves into positions.
Well, you're really big in young professionals. Isn't that part of what the effort is? Tell us about the young professional organization. Mm-hmm. There's actually recognitions of people being young professionals.
There are, and there's a number of different organizations. There's the Pulse organization that is really doing promotions of networking young professionals, but there's definitely a need to see them be able to grasp themselves with a leader as well and be able to bridge and connect that career mapping. They're very eager to learn and move themselves up the chain of command fairly quickly, but as we had found out too in jumping into some of our executive roles, it was baptism by fire. And today there's a little more structure that can be put behind a lot of those HR metrics in the career mapping to move them quicker through the ranks.
Yeah, in working with that, with the the baby boomers and the millennials, do you find that, at least I have, that there seems to be a misunderstanding as far as the skill levels and the desire and so on of the millennials by the boomers? We just don't understand what they want to do. How do you work with that, or have you seen that as a problem?
Well, it can start out as a problem, but then what we'll do is we'll talk it through, too, on both sides and say, what are the different attributes and traits that you'd like to see the other side recognize and portray? But then from the millennial side, too, there's also a need for them to understand that experience level and that knowledge transfer is really important for them to be able to grasp and respect the positions that they've moved themselves into as well. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. It's a matter of empowering the people to recognize where the strengths are on each side.
Okay. Yeah, and since a CEO pretty much runs the org, they set the tone for the company, they really have to be the first one to adopt this new approach to working with millennials, young professionals, people in their organization. Those folks have really great ideas.
They do.
And the CEO sometimes has to just let that happen. And you facilitate a lot of that. That's the value you add to leadership.
Well, thank you, Tony. I think what I've seen with millennials too, what's really interesting is I'll be at a table with baby boomers and we'll be at a management meeting and we've got our notepads out and we're taking notes and we have a piece of paper that's a written agenda, and I'll sit together with a group of young professionals, or some companies are putting together innovation teams of young professionals too, and they're sitting there with an iPad and their phones,
right.
and we Google for immediate data and information. It's at our fingertips. So they're so used to problem solving, and they're kind of even brought up through the school systems of we work group projects, we figure out, and we problem solve all the way through. So their limitations are more on a global outlook. They don't look for limit. There are no limitations in their worlds many times.
As a boomer, I always had the pressure on me that I had to know the answer. Whatever the problem might have been, if I'm doing a job, I had to know the answer. But I think with the advance of all this technology, the millennials are really exercising where to find the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a real advantage to having this at your fingertips and having a number of people who are in the company of millennials or people like Randy and me who learned some of this technology, now we know where to go find the answer to the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Identify the problem, figure out a way to fix it, and then find the answer and apply it.
That's correct.
You've got to have a great job. It must be fun doing
it. It's a lot of fun.
That's why you're so enthusiastic.
Well, you know what? In when I talk about adding value to leaders, it's a matter of just empowering them and where they're headed with things too, and also helping them recognize the strengths and the talent within their organization. So I guess the technical word would be called human capital development.
Mm-hmm,
that's what wraps this all together to make a profitable business model where there's a return on their investment. And I think I love to look through all the different lenses and strategize and help the leadership with that.
Well, human capital is definitely the biggest asset of any company.
Mm-hmm.
It's even before customers.
Mm-hmm.
Because without good human capital, where are the customers?
And it can be very frustrating, too, going, how do I make the people do what I want them to do? And it isn't always necessarily
good. Give them a treat.
Yeah. Or we can figure out what they're really good at and let them just be passionate about it and move it forward themselves.
Sarah, where can folks reach you if they'd like to pursue more about the enthusiastic executive and follow up with you in the next day or maybe next week sometime? Where can they reach you?
Sure. I've got a new website that just launched.
It's great.
It's just www.enthusiasticexecutive.com. And on there, I've got my cell phone is out there. I can be reached via text, and I can also be reached via email at sarah@eexec.net.
And your cell phone is 309-1009.
Correct.
I've got that pretty well memorized. 920-309-1009.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've had the opportunity and the pleasure of working with Sarah on a number of occasions over the last 5 or 6 years. And it's just been a joy. And I can vouch personally to say that the client that Sarah works with is not the same client she starts with. There were some very positive changes that take place in that company. And everybody wins. There's nobody loses. And I think you do great work.
Well, thank you, Tony. I'm very honored. I mean, it has been a wonderful working with you and your company. But I also wanted to put a plug out there to the Fox City Score chapter. And Tony is a volunteer there, and Randy is definitely integrated in leadership roles there. It really offers so much to small business, and it gives you an opportunity to learn how to plan to move your business forward. And there is planning that needs to take place. I mean, I like to put the action in, but there's definitely time as an entrepreneur where I have to put that planning into place.
Randy, we were looking for a successor for the chair position for
right,
you.
Right, absolutely.
I think we have one.
She just expressed it right there.
Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. With that, we're going to take a quick break before we have the oath, actually. We're going to take a quick break, and we want to thank you for listening to BizTalk. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know we don't have boxes. I'm here with Christy Schwan from Stellaris Employee Benefits. We help Christy with a business buyout in a unique area of lending, the service industry.
I did talk with other banks that had some significant limitations on how they might be able to help me. I didn't have any hard assets on which they could base their valuation. Ridgestone Bank's financing decisions were not based on hard assets. Instead, what I had was cash flow, so they were able to, again, look at things in a very unique way and in a way that allowed me to purchase companies in what was typically a complex situation, and they made it very, very simple for me. Because of their flexibility, because of the range of options that they provided for me, I don't think I'd be sitting where I am today if I hadn't worked with Ridgestone Bank.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to BizTalk. You're listening to Score's Biz Talk program this morning. We're at our new time. We start at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, and we're really glad you joined us this morning. Our guest this morning in the studio is Sarah Robertson. Sarah has been the founder and managing member of Enthusiastic Executive since probably about 2009. And we're going to continue our conversation with Sarah in just a moment, but first we'd like to tell you a little bit about our Score chapter. Our Fox City Score chapter is located in a chamber building in downtown Appleton. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we have a really neat website. It's foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about us there, and what Score does is we provide free confidential mentoring for those entrepreneurs or those who are looking to start a company who need some assistance, would like some input, maybe get some ideas. We're like a sounding board, and we have about 55 mentors in our chapter, all with expertise in business areas that they've worked in for years and years and years and years and years. We're not all really old, but we do have a lot of fun working with our clients. So if you're interested in contacting Score, getting a sounding board, get a reaction, give us a look at foxcities.score.com. And I'd like to say that Score is for the life of your business. It's not just a one-meeting proposition. We will stay with you, and we have multiple resources in our Score chapter to help you with your business. So look us up. Sarah, tell us a little bit more about your company. You started the company. In the next segment, we're going to get into some really vital things about your company, but we're going to take a break quickly. So tell us a little bit about the market area you service and your marketing efforts. How do you... It's important to market, and you're really a good networking connector type person. Tell us how you do that.
Oh, thank you. I've really worked hard to get out there with the right types of networks of businesses and business owners and executives that really are motivated to move their businesses forward. One of the networks that I've been involved with is the P&W Network, and that has been very vital for helping me move my business forward.
What was that one?
P&W.
And what is that? Professional Networking Workers of Wisconsin, Professionals Network of Wisconsin.
Correct.
And we have a meeting in Appleton,
yes,
and Green Bay, and there's membership, and they have meetings in Milwaukee. So if someone belongs to that, they can attend any meeting,
correct,
and there's no cost to belonging to it.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it's a great organization, and you make a great contribution to that.
Oh, well, thank you. There's some great people there. So iron sharpens iron when you get around the really motivated business owners.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of fun. And then another one that I'm recently joined is the Midday Women's Alliance here in the Fox Valley area. And there's a lot of up-and-coming entrepreneurs there, as well as young professionals and executive business owners and type of that.
And you join some like credit union organizations. You attend conferences.
Correct.
You know, it's always good to network and get out to where your potential clients are gathering and listen.
Yep.
To hear what the opportunities are.
It's really easy, too, to just get in touch with me for a coffee date. I'm always happy to meet at a local coffee shop. And
how do they get a hold of you again?
Oh, my website is enthusiasticexecutive.com, and my phone number is 920-309-1009.
And you live in the Green Bay area, I believe, right?
I do, but I travel around most of the state of Wisconsin and the surrounding states.
You sent, you mentioned those two networking groups. Are there other ones that you're belonging to as well?
At this point, no, but I will always keep my ears and eyes open for anybody that would like to just simply connect and talk business. LinkedIn has been a really wide scope for me to be able to network, and I've reached out on LinkedIn quite a bit to people too. So,
finding that as of the social media, that's the one that's most practical for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, the social media thing is really, I don't understand it all, and I wish I had grown up with it like a lot of the millennials have done, but it is very effective, and I am on LinkedIn myself, and I see you post out there, I post out there, we connect once in a while, and but it is a great way to share. You can post blogs, you can put all kinds of schedules out there and things. Can you give us an example of how that helps you?
Yeah, actually, I'm on the beginning stages of really having social media work for me.
Okay.
I've been working with Web Marketing Blitz, Krista Olson.
She's just great.
Done an amazing job of educating me on tying all of these pieces together.
She's really good.
Yeah, so we've looked at LinkedIn and improving upon that and how to organize the groups and connections there to not only continue to add value as a knowledge seeker. I always want to continue to gain education, but then also to be able to find the right people to connect with. And then the website and future blogs and that type of thing that'll be taking place. So,
What's the biggest success you've had? Can you describe one of the biggest successes you've had working with a client, just in a minute or so?
The biggest success that I've had
where the client really benefited, and you don't know details, but. Or maybe you want to give that some thought. Give that some thought. We'll
come back at the other side of the break.
We'll come back.
Great.
And we'll figure out what that great success was.
Sounds good.
You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated in entities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're here with Sarah Robertson. Sarah is the founder and managing member of Enthusiastic Executive LLC, and we're talking enthusiasm in business and making a change in business for the better, adding value to leadership. That's Sarah's mission and vision for her clients. If you have a question for Sarah, give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. I heard there's one out there waiting to call, so call in, 281-1150. Also, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. Before we get back to Sarah, though, we're going to talk a little bit more about the SCORE chapter, and we've, in addition to the mentoring that we do, and you can reach us there at foxcities.score.org. I said com earlier, so it is org. Randy's going to tell us about some of the seminars that we put on. We have a couple coming up and maybe some in the not-too-distant future. Randy, what's going on?
Right, Tony. Right now we've got two seminars that are scheduled for the rest of this month, very, very interesting ones. The first one is coming up on the 18th of May. It's going to be held out in Wautoma. We've been working with CAP Services as a partner program and taking some of the programs out onto the road as opposed to having everything downtown Appleton. So this one is going to be held out at the CAP Services office. That's at 205 East Main Street in Wautoma, and it's going to be held, as I said, Wednesday, May 18th from 5 until 7, and the topic is how to find and engage today's workers. We've been using the terms baby boomers, millennials, X-gens, all of these, and kind of relating those different ideas to how you find and where you find and how you engage your employees. So I'm seeing Sarah is smiling like this is right up her alley.
It is.
But we just did this program in New London, and it had a very excellent
attendance
and acceptance by the people who were there. So something I recommend for anybody who's trying to figure out, how do I cope with this world today? It's not your father's world anymore, so you need to learn a little bit about this, and it's a great program. The speaker is going to be Jim Golombeski. Jim is a executive director for the Green Bay Area Workforce Development Board, and he's an excellent speaker, so well worth it. The second program.
Any cost for that?
No, that one is free.
Okay.
And how do I sign up for it? go out to foxcities.score.org. You'll see it listed there under local workshops.
Sure.
Okay, so that's that one. The other one coming up, you're involved with, Tony. We do some partnerships with the chambers.
Right.
This one's going to chamber, we're going to partner with the Heart of the Valley and the Fox West Chamber. We're going to be putting on a panel discussion, which will be including, Tony in the area of cash flow management. We're going to have Kevin Eisman, on the law area. We'll also have Chris Allen, who is a loan officer from Fox Communities Credit Union. We'll have Amy Peach from the Venture Center and also Amanda Betts. Amanda is with Stellar Blue. So you'll get a full panel of people who can talk to you about the how to take your business to the next stage is the title of it. That's going to be Thursday, May the 19th. It's going to be held at the Grand Meridian here in Appleton on Oneida Street. And the registration begins at 7:30. The program runs from 8 until 9:30. And again, for registration on that, there is a charge if you're a member of the chambers. It's $10. For non-members, it's going to be $20. And as far as registration is concerned, go out to the www.heartofthevalleychamber.com and pick it up there, or you can call in at 920-766-1616. That's again with the Heart of the Valley. We also have it posted on the SCORE website, so you can get the details there. Should be an excellent, excellent program for people who are starting their business and working on how to develop their business.
Right. They've got that set up so that there's a short presentation by each panelist. Then we go into like an hour plus discussion, question and answer period. Mm-hmm. So people can bring their questions and there's networking afterwards. So it'll be a very good event. Turn back to Sarah Robertson, who is the managing member of her company, Enthusiastic Executive, located in Green Bay. Sarah, we were talking before the break about success stories. Share with us a success story if you have one. I'm sure you've got an arm long, but what's a good one?
You bet. Well, what I've found out that with my business model, I really like to practice the servant leadership elements. So what I'll do in working with a CEO or working with a new client is I'll find out what their needs are and then be able to work through developing those and that type of thing. But success stories aren't necessarily back on me, but it's more on my clientele. Mm-hmm. So the clients that have really seen the greatest amount of success in working with me have been the ones that have had me on retainer for a period of time, too, just to be able to work me in and out within the organization as an option. I never need to be necessarily married into a specific place. But what they'll be able to do is move me around to be able to work on professional development, efficiencies, and then just to be able to look for process improvement and that type of thing, too, as a listener and filling the needs of the different pieces of the organization.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty much in line with what's on your website. You have basically three segments that you focus on. The first one you show is executive coaching. Then there's business strategies. And then there's infrastructure development. Tell us about, let's spend a little time on executive coaching, and then we'll move to the other two. What is executive coaching?
Sure. Executive coaching is basically a professional development piece that will be customized to meet the needs of the client. So I've worked with CEOs, vice presidents, and then also up-and-coming young professionals or through succession management. What can we do to really map in some nice professional development for their career movement? I've also worked outside of corporations and done some professional development with individuals on an individual basis there too. But basically what it is it's pulling together the human capital development piece too of where does that individual want to see themselves go in meeting the goals of the company and the initiatives they're involved in, and then working off of their strengths, how can they brand themselves within their organization to be able to move that forward to maximize their potential?
Mm-hmm. You mentioned to us that you use a process, I believe you call it the Strength Finder. Could you kind of explain that a little bit?
Sure, and that's out there in the business world right now, where Strengths Finder is by Gallup, Strengths Finder 2.0. It's a survey that can be taken online. It's also a book you can find on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble. And it's about a 30-minute survey. The charge is about $15, so it's very cost-effective. And it basically will map out what your top five strengths are and then how can that be implemented through a process. You are given a PDF that tells you basically how to utilize those strengths, but a lot of times an individual may look at that and it may feel really big in how would I manage this and what would it mean with my organization. So I like to bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm. Do you target that towards the CEO, or is that towards the rest of the people in the staff as well?
It's within the CEO or the rest of the people in the staff. Okay. It depends on what the client needs are. So,
I think one of the advantages to something like that is not only does the individual CEO find out what their strengths are, but they learn how to respond to the other strengths or needs of the people around them. The whole team understands each other better. Is that
one of the benefits? You bet. Then they can work through a synergy and be able to move the projects or initiatives forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and communication is so critical in any organization. Mm-hmm. And really, that's what we're talking about is maybe people have the skill sets, but they just don't know how to share that with each other.
Right.
You know, a nice, kind word might get so much more of a result than just go do it, mm-hmm. which boomers tend to do.
Yeah. Another way that you talked about that, too, was the idea of kind of self-selection. You know, we always, as boomers, we always had the committees. We started with and formed it and kept it,
right.
and it never changed.
Hierarchical org charts.
Right,
yeah.
Where you were talking much more about self-selection and how some of these teams develop and change. How do you do that?
Sure. So some of the young professional teams that I've worked with are they may be called innovation teams. It may or may not even be age specific. It's more of how open-minded are we to be able to add value to the conversation, the initiative of where that's moving forward. But the millennials were raised in the fact of we do projects together, and then they also will self-select themselves out. I mean, the cream will rise to the top. They'll want to take the movers and the shakers with them,
sure.
but there may or may not be an accountability with certain people, and it's okay. They just may be able to add value in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's nice to see that take place and then be able to recognize where we could utilize and capitalize on their potential.
Well, we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Pat. Do you have a question for our guest, Sarah Robertson?
I do. My question is, in the mergers and acquisitions that you've been a part of, what things have you seen or would advise either the acquirer or the acquired to be aware of that they may not be thinking about as they're going through that whole process?
Okay, good question.
Thanks, Pat.
What I would look at in the mergers and acquisitions piece, I think one of the biggest areas that is difficult to pay attention to is the human capital piece of how do we bring an aircraft carrier through a merger basically and all of its people. And not everybody is able to make it through the change that is implemented on them, and then there's other opportunities. However, the details of what a merger can bring to the table can cause us to focus in on systems and processes so much more, and then sometimes there's these assumptions that people may or may not know what's going on. And if we can really pay attention to what those barriers might be for the people, they themselves can even help in the solution-driving pieces. Mm-hmm. So that can kind of go through all the ranks of discovery, you know, through a merger and acquisition of how do we make this work and who's all going to come along. And
do you find when you're doing that there's some fear factors that come into play that you kind of have to work with and integrate into the plan?
You bet. There's a lot of unknowns, and sometimes the person coming through it really has a choice to make. Am I going to make it through this process? Am I going to embrace where the vision is going, and am I a fit? So rather than them making an assumption that it's on the leader's side, I think people really need to look at that as it's a give and take on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks for that question, Pat. That was a good question.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Sarah, the next category we just talked about executive coaching. The next one is business strategies. And that's probably goes to Pat's question as well. When you got mergers coming together, not only have two different sets of people, but you got business strategy short and long term. Tell us what you do in business strategy section of your company.
Sure. What we'll look at there, and even prior to the M&A side of it, is what is the strategic plan for the next 1 to 3 years? How are we planning to implement that? How are the people in the organization going to make or break those projects and initiatives mm-hmm. moving forward? And then that's also an area that companies today are very much in a thriving profitability return on investment mode of, whether we're in the market for a merger and acquisition, we definitely want to position ourselves in a very profitable mindset, because then we've got the ability to negotiate on the front end of where the decisions are going to go and how the people are going to move through it.
And when it comes to mergers and acquisitions, that's not something you decide you're going to do on January 1st and then conclude it in October. That's a long-term.
It is.
You have to set your company up, as you said, in a profitable manner, but also an efficient manner. You have to create efficiencies and processes that are maybe attractive to someone who wants to merge with you.
And there are constant change processes to look at, too. And one of the areas that I like to bring to the table as the facilitator is, let's bring the egos down and bring the trust level up and start giving a benefit.
I've heard that before.
Back and forth to the people of do we, you know, everybody I think really has good intentions on the front end until proven otherwise. But if we're able to really work together at the table, I think those levels of collaboration are really important to be able to go from point A to point B, because it's never a straight line.
Right. The third segment here is infrastructure development. Tell us about that one.
Infrastructure development is a piece that I'm very passionate about, the fact of you're able to reduce politics within an organization if there are systems and documentation pieces in place, but it has to be able to match the practices of what's also taking place. And many times we are so busy moving business forward and the details that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, it's nice to have that third-party client be able to come in and say, you know what, we've got the policy, but we've got zero time to write the procedure, or we've got zero time to match that, the branding of our organization, and put that into the job description pieces so that our human capital is really maximizing the return on investment back to the organization. I like to tie in those pieces.
What's the value of writing it down, Sarah?
Well, when it's written down and it's practiced, there's not a lot of assumption that can get made of who's doing what when. So then we're able to take serious accountability for our positions and where we're at and feel like we're a value-added employee and giving back to the organization.
Okay, when we had talked at this before the show a little bit about that, just kind of bringing this back around, because, of course, you're an entrepreneur yourself and also building your own business and so on. How do you see some of these things that you're taking to other people? How do you apply those to your own business, and how has that worked out?
That's a great question, because I actually apply it first before I take it to a client, and then I like to continue to walk the walk and practice it as well, because if I'm working with a client talking about integrity and raising the bar, they have to know that they've worked with somebody who's skinned their knees a lot and has been willing to take on those levels of responsibility too. So I don't make any assumptions that I know everything that there is to know, but I do like to surround myself with great people to be able to add value and bring resources back to the client.
It sounds like you have a pretty good plan. How often do you look at that business plan?
I analyze my business plan on an annual basis. I've been in business since 2009, and the last 3 years, I really take a good hard look on the first of the year. I'll spend about a week looking at what worked this past year, what didn't, what was profitable. What is something new that I can look at, you know, adding value to my brand and in our business and what we have to offer leaders? And I like to do that on an annual basis, because I can't ever assume that I can stay the same and have my business model work. So I've got to continue to adjust to the markets and the different areas, you know, and people that have pulled me in. So
another thing you do, Sarah, is not only evaluate your business plan and try to, you know, apply it better next year, you also connect with other people who know you, and you ask them, what do you think? And that's very powerful for you.
I do. I surround myself with mentors. I've got about five different mentors in my life, and they are in all different venues, you know, from the legal side to the cash flow in business running side, and then also the social media aspect. And also the leadership development. I'm always in a stage of growth and knowledge seeking. So I think that's where I can add value back to the leadership too, as I'm always in an evolving and changing mode.
Well, you're learning to serve your clients and add value to leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With that, we're going to take a break. This will be our last break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll conclude our conversation with Sarah this morning, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now, coming to one of 17 Fox locations, or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk for our final segment this morning. We're talking with Sarah Robertson, who is the founder and managing member of Enthusiastic Executive, LLC, located in the Green Bay area. And Sarah, tell us again, how do we get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me via cell phone, 920-309-1009. My email is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at E-Exec. EEXEC.net, or my website is enthusiasticexecutive.com, and all the information's out there as well.
Thanks, Sarah. Before we get to Randy's question for Sarah, I just want to acknowledge all the sponsors who help bring you Biz Talk each weekend. Gosh, if it weren't for them, we couldn't bring you this program, and we really thank them for the support, not only of Biz Talk, but of our SCORE chapter. We want to thank Fox Communities. Again, they were a great partner for us in our 40th anniversary. We celebrated that on May 3rd. And we're now beginning to get the pictures in and the video, and we're starting to really enjoy what happened that evening. So thanks to all who participated. Thanks to Heather and the folks at Fox for that and their support for BizTalk. Also want to thank Albertson Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge. We have a new sponsor, two new sponsors. Our new sponsor is Ridgestone Bank. Want to thank them for coming on board. They're really a very focused SBA lending bank. That's all they do is SBA loans. And they're located in the on Highway 41, just east of Appleton. And we're going to be hearing and learning more about Ridgestone Bank. Want to also welcome Tundraland. Brian Gottlieb is a new sponsor. His company is involved in replacement windows, pool enclosures, sunrooms and bathrooms, renovations. He services the East Central Wisconsin, and they have 60 employees. And welcome aboard, Brian. We're really glad you're on with us, and we're looking forward to having you on the show as well and talking to you about your business. So we want to thank all of our sponsors. In addition to those, we have Candale Creative, who helps maintain our BizTalkWithScore.com website. And if you've listened to a program and like to hear it again, or if you missed one, you can pick them up at BizTalkWithScore.com. And we want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader over at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to it, for $20 a year, you really should be, because you're going to learn a whole lot about the East Central Wisconsin business climate, the environment, what's going on, and you might even pick up a few customers. So, Randy, you had a follow-up question for Sarah.
Just kind of quickly, we were talking a little about your planning and how you look at things and so on. Today you're doing this program. You're working in the area here. Where do you see, how do you see yourself growing as far as, say, the next year and so on going out?
Okay, great. Thanks for that question. I like to put together a 1 to 3 year business plan. On the short run, my 1 year basically needs to map out what are the results and metrics that I would like to achieve with my business, and is that going to continue to match with my business model and adding value to leaders. Then I also look out and do my projections for 3 years, going, what is the financial model going to look like and how do I plan to sustain that? And then once again, my annual basis of looking at, is this making business sense for my business model, my brand, and how I'm adding value to the clientele.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good suggestion to anybody who's planning business to kind of set it out in that kind of a pattern. Very good. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Tony, do you want to cover some of this?
Sarah, I'd like to just kind of summarize a little bit before we get to the biz tip. Your mission or your vision is adding value to leadership. And I think it's so important that the audience understand that when you go in to work with a client, you basically go in there to make a difference, and you're all ears, and everybody's of equal rank, and even the quiet person sitting back in a corner may have the best idea in the room. They just have to be prompted a little bit. But you bring that value to the company, and that company can change its culture and go to the next stage and go to the next level. Tell us a little bit about how, you know, that's what drives you. That's your passion.
It is.
It's not the
you.
Money.
Yeah. I mean, the money follows because I'm able to add that value. So my greatest reward is being able to see the vision of that organization come to fruition. So I enjoy being a part of that, but I'm kind of the person behind the curtain that's there to applaud and empower the leadership and then be the bridge that connects the different areas of human capital to be able to bring that return on investment and see the initiatives move forward.
One of the things you said in the last segment was that you need to be on board long enough to be able to implement things. It isn't a 1 week hire a plumber to come in, fix the plumbing, and go away. Right. This is a cultural change, and these are people that need to be nourished, and things need to be explained. They need to understand what the new objectives are. That's what you facilitate, isn't it?
It is, yes. And I like to work myself out of different positions within an organization, too. You know, I'll add value in a specific area, and then I'll have the client go, hey, Sarah, by the way, would you be willing to help take this area to the next level? And then things happen within business, too, where there can be turnover. And I've already had the privilege of being able to sit at the C-suite level and assist if there's been any kind of turnover in those areas as well.
Cool.
Okay, well, this is the point in time where we ask you for your biz tip, that little bit of wisdom that you want to pass on to the listeners out there.
All right, and my biz tip is actually out on my website under the resource page. The 5 Levels of Leadership by John Maxwell is a beautiful model in which I implement with my business and my clientele whenever I start with a new client. I understand that I have to work the relationship, see that relationship synergize into production, and then be able to continue to add value, be the knowledge seeker, and help them achieve their goals.
Well, Sarah, thank you very much for being our guest this morning. It was a pleasure having you on the show, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you, Tony and Randy. I appreciate it.
You bet. Our guest next week is Jackie Anderson, A Beautiful Journey, LLC. It's going to be a great show. Tune in next week. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Live Radio.